You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Cooking is an art. After all, they do call it the culinary arts, and that's why our guest today is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery this month, Chef Steph Marnin, known simply in Juno as Chef Steph. And her work will be showcased at tonight's First Friday event at the gallery. She'll be there from 4:30 to 6 to answer your questions, but she is here with us now in our studios. And we haven't up until now had many studio guests. We've gradually been bringing them back, but we are really excited to have you here.
Well, thank you. I am so excited to be here. Oh my gosh, the new studios, it's beautiful. And nice to see you, Rhonda. We go way back from the beginning of
your
almost
time
Chef Steph time.
That's right, because when I met you, you had just taken over management of the legislative kitchens and designing the menus and meals for lawmakers. And you were also, at the same time, launching your own business. And I guess you've kind of got an interesting cycle to your work. You work preparing meals for the legislature, and then you shift into Chef Steph.
Yes, it's lovely. I do the Chef Steph, the butter and sugar. That's 6 months out of the year. And then when I start missing soups and savory, then I'm getting back into the lounge at the Capitol. And now I'm ready to bake again. And I'm so fortunate and to be able to do what I love.
You know, I think about you preparing your meals for the lawmakers and thinking about how no matter what their political stripe is, they all have to eat. It's
yes.
The one common denominator, no matter what issue they're battling. That's quite a thing to be preparing meals for such a group.
My goal, I feel like my job is to keep everybody's blood sugar level even.
So, in other words, they're not getting Chef Steph's treats.
Sometimes I'll make a cookie, but for the most part, it's savory food, soups and salads and lunch specials. And somebody once told me that it was during session, and he had said, you know, we've been at odds. It was the end of session like we're in now, and we've been at odds and we can't agree on anything, but we all were able to agree that lunch was delicious. And there we were. You know, this is what I do. You're breaking bread with people, and it's not political, and it's not you voted this way or your opinion is this or your ideas is that. It's like we're eating together, we're sharing a meal, you're breaking bread, and that's important.
It is, and I wondered this year with COVID, they're not sitting down together sharing meals. And I know that sometimes over meals they talk things out. It's not a hostile environment in the dining room. They get to relax, let their guard down. What's it been like this year?
Quiet and lonely. we've taken over, my kitchen staff, we've taken over the tables with our to-go containers, or we deliver food now, and we know that we're gonna have to rein that in once we open back up. So we have to retrain ourselves, just like us at home. We have to learn how to put on non-stretchy pants.
Yes, a little bit of that COVID pooch, I think, has at least I know has befallen me. I'm carrying a little extra. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've wanted to be comforted by food during this time. A lot of people maybe feel that way.
This COVID and food go hand in hand. You're home, and I remember in the beginning of COVID when you couldn't find flour and yeast because everybody was making bread and banana bread and whatever the trend was, you're home. And I don't know about you, but I have this list of when I have time, I want to try to bake bread, which I do terribly, by the way. And everybody's making bread, which is great because I get to try other people's bread. But everybody's home and not going anywhere. You don't want to go to the store. So you're looking around your house and saying, huh, what's in my pantry? What's that something that I haven't gotten to because I don't know how to make it or I don't know what to do with it. And we're all in front of the computers and we're all stuck inside and we're making things go away because going to the grocery store was really scary.
So you've got some new products that are going to be shown off tonight at the First Friday and available this month. So were they somewhat COVID-inspired?
They were. That was exactly the thing that I was doing. I was looking in my kitchen saying, what do I have and what can I make? And like most of my new creations, they're based around my family. My husband's favorite candy, my almond toffee, is his – well, he started before my – before I started making it. The almond roca was his favorite thing, and we were first dating, and I was like, oh, he likes almond roca. And then I started making it years later, and I couldn't give him the almond roca anymore. He wouldn't eat it. He had to have mine. And then other people had to have mine. And then the granola and the almond toffee is pretty much what started Chef Steps. And
trying to please your husband, please your family, and
yes.
Please yourself.
You know, he's the opinion that I rely on the most. And it's their opinion that matters most to me. They may not think that, but don't tell them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your secret is safe with us.
So my husband also loves cashews and pistachios, and we always have them in the house. And I saw that almond roca has all these new flavors at Christmas, and he had a stocking full of, even though I said that he won't eat that, they were different flavors. So he got it in his stocking. And then I said, I could do that too. And went to the nuts that he loves the best. And they're delicious. And then I found packaging. And I love packaging catalogs. So I found these great little bags that made everything look great. And I was excited.
Well, why is it that the looks of things matter to you almost as much as the taste of things?
Well, you eat with your eyes first. If something, I have eaten many a thing that was not, did not live up to what it looked. Oh my gosh, that is delicious. And then you eat it, I could have just taken a picture. And then other things were like, oh, I'm afraid to eat that because that looks maybe scary. And it was amazing. Hopefully, mine both looks good and is amazing. And that's what I try to do. I'm from New York. And Dinan DeLuca was this, I don't even know if they're still, I know they're online, but that was like when I started packaging, I wanted my labels to look like Dinan DeLuca's. And it started that way. It morphed just to make it user-friendly because I could not handwrite every label because I was making too many. Oh, shucks. And that to me is how the packaging is makes you pick it up. I buy wine that way.
And I don't think a lot of people know that initially you wanted to be a visual artist.
I was an art director for many years before switching over to cooking. So it's really a way that I don't feel like I wasted my college money, and I'm using all of what you learn. So I'm selling things. Everything, every package of mine is, I guess, an ad that said, "Buy this because it's delicious," or it looks delicious, and then it is.
So I'm curious because a lot of times when you look on your website, you have things that are all sold out. So do you ever think about perhaps expanding and hiring people, maybe making it sort of a bigger Chef Steph machine rather than sort of a small homegrown business?
I have never been able to make that jump. And Chef Steph's is me. I literally touch every aspect. I package. I do everything from the shopping to the baking and the packaging and the designing. And that's crazy. But I just haven't, I've tried to let people in, and I guess I don't share well.
You know, it's interesting. This summer, there's an exhibit at the museum, The Spirit Wraps Around You, and it's a collection of Southeast Alaska Native weaving blankets. And one of the things that a presenter said when the exhibit opened is that there is a lot of thought put into what your mental state is when you're weaving, that it's very important that you put good things into it, this sense of protection, love. So I'm curious, how about your cooking? Is there a certain mental state you have to be in to work on your Chef Steph projects?
Sometimes, well, you know, we always want to be in a positive mood when we're doing something. But you know what? I love my tiny little kitchen. It's a windowless room and I'm by myself, which helped during COVID. But I will be tired and, oh, I have to make candy. I have this order to fill. Oh, I'm so tired. And I walk in there and all of a sudden I am rejuvenated. That is my happy place. That is where I go. And time stops. I'll be there for a few minutes and it's 4 hours later. My husband calls it Chef Steph time or kitchen. He calls it kitchen time. You know, I'll be home in an hour. Is that a real hour or kitchen hour? Which means he'll never see me until I'll wake him up. Oh, sorry, honey.
So in other words, you just love to do this. It's a passion to make these wonderful treats.
It is. It is a passion. But I have to say every once in a while, I have to leave because everything I've put in the oven or mixed or it just wasn't working. And we all have those days where you just call it and you say, we're done for the day. We'll try again tomorrow. But luckily, those are far and few between.
So really, your products are you and you are your products. And
yeah, very much so.
And a lot of thinking goes into, you know, how they roll out every season for the holidays. And I understand that you've got a Gay Pride Month theme going with some of your shortbreads and toffees. What kind of thinking went into that?
Once again, it's packaging. So the company that I use, the catalogs come and I look and they're always coming up with new. They have new packaging as well, boxes and bows and ribbons. And that is a lot of where I get my inspiration because I said, oh, look at that. I could make the shortbread. That's how the shortbread cups came into play and how that has expanded because the packaging has changed and they've gotten more and more. So the boxes that the shortbread sit in held the right amount of shortbread, and I wanted to make the flag, the pride flag colors. And I have the sprinkles. I love sprinkles. And I said, I can make the flag. They have pre-made bows or pre-tied bows, and it is of the rainbow. And I loved that. And I said, you know, I picked June to be the featured artist because I wanted to use the rainbow and just celebrate the pride community.
Right. So the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ.
Yes. Thank you. But,
yes, it's a mouthful to say, but a lot to think about. It. Why did you decide you wanted to offer something to this community? Because you don't always see that in businesses.
You know, June, now that there is a Pride Month, you see it in June a lot. And I was worried about appropriation. I didn't want to be like a box store that just put a sticker on something and says, yay. But I spoke with friends and I'm a supporter, and I want the community to be seen. They are our neighbors. They're our friends, and I.
And I think that that's something very special, that this is being offered. And certainly those of us who have gay friends from that community are going to be excited to find something that might be a little special for them. And you have in front of you one of the set of shortbreads, and it's just lovely.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just in a nice little package, a row of rainbow-colored pieces of shortbread.
It's the shortbread cups filled with chocolate ganache, and then on top is each shortbread. There's seven shortbread because the packaging changed, but the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. And then
what is ganache?
Ganache is chocolate and cream.
Oh. It goes back to your mantra of butter and sugar.
Yes.
What is it about butter and sugar?
Oh, it's lovely. It is the basis of, well, everything that Chef Steph makes.
Butter and sugar.
It all starts with butter and sugar.
And a little extra TLC, I'm sure, thrown in with that. So how is this First Friday being handled? Because we still are in a COVID time.
We are. Masks are worn, and we ask folks to sanitize their hands. And I think a lot of us are vaccinated. We're not asking because not really sure you can, but it's the honor system, just like we've been doing so far. The CBJ opened up the city, and I feel so fortunate to have a First Friday where people could come. Things have changed. We're still not doing food. The gallery was known for their delicious First Friday treats. It's driving me crazy not to sample. I am a food pusher, and as you know, by bringing treats, but I can't have a tray for everybody to take something. And that makes me sad, but we could see each other, we're in person, and that makes me very happy.
Yeah, and people can ask you questions about how you develop your recipes, and it's a very personal touch to actually meet the person who makes the product.
It's always nice to meet the person who's doing anything, like radio personalities. You hear people's voices, and you know them so well. And then you meet them for the first time, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's weird because I know you, but I don't.
Well, that's the nice thing, finally, that COVID restrictions are starting to relax with more and more people vaccinating. So that's wonderful news. Well, before we wrap things up, anything you want to share about your First Friday exhibit that we haven't talked about just yet?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot, but please come on down, say hi. I don't know about you, but I have missed hugs so much. And if you want a hug, we could do that. And come down. I really want to show off and let's support our gay community and let them know that this, and make it more than just a month. I will have these out year-round.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to be thinking ahead, you know, to the holidays and other things, to have things you can buy that will mean something. And I'm sure you've put a lot of heart into this and a lot of thought, as you do with everything, it sounds like.
Well, thank you, Rhonda. And I want to welcome you back to Juno. It's our gift to have you back here again.
Oh, thank you. I've really felt lucky, and I'm so glad now that the COVID restrictions are lifting so we can have people in our studios. We're doing it gradually, but it's going to be nice to meet people face-to-face rather than just talk to them over the phone.
Yes.
Or Zoom.
Yes. So thank you for letting me be one of the few first guests.
We're so excited. Well, thank you so much, Chef Steph, for joining us.